girl in Detroit, Renisha Barnes, who just celebrated a birthday. Shout out to you, girl. Give her a hand clap. You know, we're going to have to start putting that song. I'm going to have to. We're going to have to cue up that song.
You are equipped with succulent lips and those four-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern continent goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you're digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie Nazi root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Be not true till you come, then me pull out Miss Dun Gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip.
And there's a lot of September birthdays coming up. My brother, my nephew, there's a lot of September birthdays coming up. Libra is...
You're tripping. You got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographic has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. All right,
is everyone focusing? We need full concentration.
My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips.
I mess
with your grip and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my miss at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic?
Would y'all laugh at me if I tell y'all that's how I'm feeling?
No comment.
Come on. Oh, my God. I love her. What's her name? What's her name, Tony?
Katie Florence.
I think she actually has a show. She got a from her TikTok videos. And I know Michael B. Jordan contacted her. And she's actually, I believe it's a sitcom. I think she's in her second season now, just from, you know, don't sleep on TikTok, you know. A lot of people were saying, oh, they're not talented. They're doing voiceovers. You know, the talent is in the creativity that you, you know, that you express with those voiceovers. So it's not about taking someone else's talent. It's about, you know, taking things to the next level. We do that all the time in music, you know. You know, it's nothing really new under the sun. It's just about creative and innovative ways to take it to that next level. So I like her. You know, she's dope. Shout out to you. Let's see the next video.
Oh, that was quick.
It was quick. That was real quick. It was like...
Point made.
Yes, like, if you are in my car and I'm driving and I'm singing, it's the lead. Don't be trying to take over the lead. Do the background. You know, it's called common courtesy. Oh, my God. Ron, do you sing in the car? Do you sing lead?
Yeah, and I try to sing the back, too.
What if somebody's riding with you?
Oh, they better sing the background.
Come on. See?
They better sing the background in my car.
In my car. I'm not the only one. Don't be trying to take the lead, you know, and don't be trying to control the volume you know.
Why? I got a question. Why do whenever we slowing down on the address of the house before we turn the volume down, does that make us look better?
Okay, when we like pull it up.
See better? You know what I'm saying? We turn the volume down. You know, it's like, does that help us be better?
I think it's a mind over matter thing. Like when I back up, I'd be like, turn it down. I got to concentrate.
Right. Yeah.
No distractions. I don't like people talking. Like when my favorite song come on and someone's talking, oh my God.
That makes me so mad.
Oh my
God. through the whole song.
I'm annoyed. Totally. Okay, what we got next?
All right.
My daddy told my mama put this pizza in the oven about an hour ago, and she up in there on Facebook told my, who up? I'm up trying to put this doggone pizza here for my daddy. Boy, we finna eat now, bro. Oh, yes. Here I come. Oh, that pizza said, what you say, pizza? I thought that pizza said something.
So cute.
Smart kid.
You know, I always had baby fever.
Yeah.
I mean, but only if, you know, when my children were little, only if they could, like, get up and put a pizza in the oven instead of waking me up, jumping on my head and stuff. Why couldn't y'all put a pizza in the oven when y'all was little babies, kids? I know y'all watching me now. Anyway, and they want to tell me what to do.
They probably could, still just wanted you to do it.
Oh, okay.
That's basically the case.
Well, we're gonna get into this show. You know, again, this is you know, I'm so excited all the time when I have guests on. They are the joy. They are the center, you know, centerpiece to the show.
Videos though. Can we see one more?
You wanna see one more? I did have one more too. All right. I was trying to get you into your interview. Okay. Let's tell the last. This
my
last one.
Told my mama put this pizza in the oven about an hour ago, and she up in there on Facebook told me.
Okay, this one is deep.
You were stupid for loving them.
Pause it for 1 second. This one is like really deep, and I was going to skip this one because it's kind of deep, but I love it. I want to shout out my niece Terry. She sent this to me, and if you guys been kind of watching my show and following along with my story, even on social media, as you guys know, I am going through something. You know, breakup and all those things. However, you know, there's ups and there's downs, there's good days and there's bad days. And, oh yeah, Tony, I moved into my new place yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. This will be
Queen
my first. Yes. This will be my first place by myself ever in life as an adult.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And yes. Cause you know, I had children young and, you know, all of that, and I'm just never been in a place by myself in my whole adult life. So I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to be like, Prince, let's get nuts. Looking for the purple banana and a loaded in the truck. Yeah, I'm about to, you know. So anyway, my niece sent me this, and this is just near and dear to my heart. This was right on time. Play that for me, Tony.
I don't think you were stupid for loving them. I think you were brave, in spite of all the red flags that you saw, in spite of all the warning signs that you saw. You tried to love someone broken anyway. You tried to heal them anyway. As many times as you tried to show up for them, as many times as you tried to help them, that's not stupid. That means you have a big heart. That means that you love harder than most people. That means that when you invest yourself in someone, you go 100%. You give it your all. And just because you gave it to the wrong person doesn't make it stupid. It just shows how much you're able to love someone, even if they hurt you. You're able to love someone and look past the pain they cause you. That's how much you're able to love. And that's a wonderful thing. Not everybody can do that. You're so selfless that you're able to love someone who hurts you so deeply and so badly, and you think that makes you weak, but it doesn't. It actually makes you stronger. It actually makes you who you are today.
Oh, okay. That one spoke to me.
That was for you?
Yeah, that spoke to me too.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just let's take a moment. Shout out to all the lovers out there. Shout out to you. You're the best. You're what makes the world go around. And when you realize that you are loving someone that is broken and does not have the understanding or the capacity to love you back the way you should be loved, then you have to do the only thing there is to do, and that's love on yourself. Give all that love to yourself. So
never
that
stop
you,
loving.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop loving.
Mm-hmm. Don't let them take it from you, because then they would have won. And then you actually got to feel bad for them, because people that would actually hurt people that just wanted to love them, you have to ask what is wrong with them. They've been broken, or they are broken, and they never experienced love, and maybe it scares them every time. They get this strange feeling that they've never had before. And so they want to do to you what they feel on the inside so that they can feel alive. Sometimes people that hurt people, that's the only way they know how to feel alive. When we, you and I both know you're only living if you're loving. So,
absolutely.
Shout out to the lovers. You're
well,
yeah.
Well said, yeah.
So, you guys, I'm so excited today. My homeboy from Detroit, you know, today is all about pioneering, entrepreneurship, never giving up on your dreams, seeing that vision, and not only see it in your mind, but making it manifest to where it becomes material. You know, that's what we call creation, creating something, creating and going forward with it. Today, Ron Hamilton has created a platform that, oh my God, first of all, it speaks for itself. You know, he's not just a radio station. He's not just another radio show. First and foremost, he's a network that hosts several radio shows on his network. But he started out just loving music, just loving jazz, just wanting to have a platform for those who love music and those who create music and those who play jazz. He just wanted, hey, I just want to put this, I just want to put this on a stage. I just want to put this on the radio. I just want to put this out into the airwaves. He had that vision. He had that dream. And then he made it manifest. And as a result of that, he has blessed me, some of my other fellow musicians from San Diego, from Detroit. He's given us a platform. I mean, this brother has been rocking with me since 2017, y'all. He was the first one of the first radio stations to play my song, Can't Hide, and help me get on the map and be recognized as a for real artist. Like, oh, yeah, she does this for real. Ron, you have been a part of my story, and you're going to continue to be a part of my story. We want to thank you here at 2020 Vision for having your vision and stepping out on faith and doing what you know how to do best, answering the call, following your dream, being another entrepreneur and a creator to implement into the universe. Y'all, get ready to give Ron Hamilton a 2020 Vision welcome. Turn up for him, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't look a mess inside this kitchen event.
No, you don't look a mess at all. You look stylish and fly,
oh.
Baby.
Okay, well, that's what's all right. I got the queen's silver approval.
Yeah,
I'm good.
You look fly. You look fly. You know how we do it in the D, though. We can't step out. Even our any kind of way step out is not any kind of way.
That's why.
I know your do-rag match your shoes. You ain't even got to show me. I already know they do. Come on.
Yeah, you know they do.
You know. What do you say, Notorious Big, Stink Pink Gators, my Detroit players? You
well,
know,
yeah. Brooklyn, yeah, that's my boy. Oh yeah, no doubt.
You said it right.
That's for sure.
Well, we want to dig all into your business, Ron. We want to, you know, we want to see, you know, what motivates you. We want to see why you do and how you do what you do. And the first thing I always ask, now, are you originally from Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised.
Okay.
West Side, Tireman,
yes.
Beachwood,
yes.
West Grand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, and you know, I'm cheating a little bit because I know, you know, I know your story, somewhat of your story, but there's some things, some holes, some missing, and then there's some people that don't know your story. But what is the relationship with you in jazz? Like, did you play any instrument in school? What was jazz? What did jazz, how did jazz speak to you?
Jazz, originally, you know, like I said, my mother and my uncle, you know, it's deep rooted in our family.
Okay.
You know, so I've actually got my love for music from my mother.
Okay.
But she was more an old school, like Aretha Franklin, you know, the Four Tops,
mm-hmm.
Motown. We live like not even a mile away from Motown, but.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all good. But yeah, you know, my love for jazz came from Miles Davis, Coltrane. You remember? I'm sure you remember when you was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and your mother, if she liked jazz, your parents liked jazz,
yes.
or your aunts
yes.
also liked jazz.
Yes.
They play that record. That song might last an hour long.
Yes. Yes. you can run around the house and back, and it's still playing on the jukebox. The record player. The record player was like a piece of furniture back in the day.
But, you know, we were kids, you know what I'm saying? We didn't appreciate it. We didn't understand it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'll sit there and listen to, like, Miles Davis All Blues or So What, and just let it play. And, you know, when you older, you get old, it's like wine, you know what I'm saying? It's like drinking. When you're young, you're drinking, but when you get older and you're drinking, you're savoring it, you know what I'm saying? It's not just drinking, it's an experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an experience, you know, it's always been an experience with jazz, you know, with me. But, like I said, I was deep brought up in the roots of old Motown and stuff, so I think that's where my love for jazz came from, the Funk Brothers now. Ooh, Motown Funk Brothers, back in their heyday, man. I mean, you know, just all that creativity. I mean, you got these giants. You know, I mean, not even giants yet, but, oh, man. You know, you can't do it like, you know, music like jazz, you know. And that's Motown's, you know, foundation was jazz. Because all of them were jazz and just, you know, jazz was jazz was a forbidden music.
No.
Back in New Orleans, it was in the back streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took a minute for jazz to come. It was like the taboo of music, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed anywhere, just like in the, you know, back streets, you know, where, you know, of the poor.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And it took a while for it to come because they thought it was voodoo, you know, it's like because it's all improvisation.
Yeah, hypnotizing. It can,
right.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Beautiful,
and,
though.
Right. And you can sit there and listen to Miles Davis, so mesmerizing.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't appreciate that when you're a kid. You know, you don't understand it when you're a kid, but, you know, I understand it. Man, you know, it's simplicity, but it's complex at the same time. Nothing like it, you know. So, yeah.
So you decided to be a pioneer for jazz and stand up for jazz. And so, you know, what made you say, okay, I want to be a DJ. I want to create this platform. How did that come about for you?
Okay, now the DJ part comes from before the jazz. I started DJing back in like in 1990.
Okay.
You know, so I was, you know, young, you know what I'm saying, just wanted to get out there and enjoy the club life and stuff. You know, I had, my boy was the DJ.
Okay.
You know, my boy Kenneth Hicks, Kenny McDoggan.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, he was the only one on the block at the time that had some turntable and a PA system, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
His mother and, you know, they used to run they did the PA system for Black Club. You know, you had Black Club parties and stuff, you know. So, yeah, they were, you know, that's how I learned from them. And then I got into the club scene, like, back in 89, 90. And, you know, I've been a club DJ longer than I've been on the radio. I've been, you know, I've been doing the radio, let me see, since 2006, but I've been a DJ longer, you know, so.
Yeah,
and
tell us about the block parties again, because I know a lot of people, like, you know, I know they have block parties in Compton. I know they have definitely have block parties in Detroit, but a lot of people don't know what a block party is. Ron, tell them what a block party is.
Man, a block party was the bomb. When you was a kid, man, you feel like, you feel like you grown now because you take your big wheel and ride in the street.
Yes.
You know, but they blocked the block.
Yeah.
The entire block. That's when the block was a family.
Yes, I remember.
That's when it was a community. That's when communities were communities.
I remember.
Yeah, that block club, you know, had little talent shows and, you know, you know, you get the little picnic chairs and come out, you know, and you know, everybody, the neighbors, you know, associate with each other, you know, like a neighborhood, like a family should, you know, a block family. You take the village, you know, to raise a kid.
That's right.
Sure. You know, so.
Those were some of the best times in my life. I remember the block parties. They were some of the best.
Yeah. You remember Swimmobile?
Yes. That? I was scared to get in it, though, because I was thinking it was, because I couldn't swim, so I was like, that's deep, because I thought it was like the, wasn't it the length of the of the truck or whatever?
Yeah.
Explain.
It was deep too. You know, it wasn't really all that deep though. But fortunately, my father, when we was growing up, we didn't go to Metro or nothing. They always took us out to Kensington.
Okay.
So we was always going out there.
But explain to the people what the, you know, the mobile, like, what?
Oh, the swim mobile?
Yeah, the swim mobile.
I think that was the best thing they've ever done, and they really needed, well, I don't know if they can do it now. But, yeah, that's when, you know, hey, you in the hood, just like on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, black people don't know how to swim.
Right, right.
Because we never have pools.
Yes.
So, or never had a way to get out to the beach.
Yes.
So, you know, they have a swim mobile that comes around, you know, for the block. And you get the opportunity to swim. You know, kids get the opportunity to swim if you can swim. You know,
yeah.
You know, a lot of clubs don't know how to swim. No. I just looked.
When it was come around, my brothers would get in there. I just looked. Tony, it was a truck. It was like a semi.
And it had a pool on the back of it. It's on the back of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You just get in there. You know, yeah. They just come around. That, and then sometimes they, you know, that we would turn on the fire hydrants, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We
and just them. Kick it. Just be in the water, you know. It's hot.
Then the police come and turn them off.
Yeah. And then we'll wait till they leave and turn back on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was the bomb, though. You know, I love your story. I want to continue to dig more into it. But I have a little homage video that I want to show. Just some little snippets of your life and some of the things that you've done.
Ooh,
in
you got the worst pictures out there.
Whatever. I'm not a hater.
I know you're not a hater, but I'm like, you know, we create for ourselves. I hate pictures.
It's not even pictures. It's a couple of video snippets of, you know, it's just a collage of some of the things that you've done, and I want to show the people.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Check this out.
As program director of WRJR, I'm dedicated to giving you the best in music, talk, and variety. You know, WRJR is Real Jams Radio. Real Jams Radio means we give you some of the best in jazz. Our specialty, was made us so famous, was jazz. I worked for another radio network, you know, and we had a great turnout. We had a great audience, a listening audience from all over the world.
Other radio stations claim to be the original, but they'll never be. They will try to convince you they are the one, or the real, or true original who started it all. And yet they fall short every single time. We don't need to claim we are the one, or the real, or the true. Because when you know you stand alone as the original, you have nothing to prove. Because WRJR has always given you the best in talk, variety, and of course, the best in jazz. No excuses. It's all in the name. We are and always will be the one, the only original, except no imitations. WRJR. Real jazz. Real jams. Real radio. Enough said. Subscribe to the WRJR Network and stay up to date with the latest information. WRJR is your online connection to the latest on WRJR Live, entertainment news, special events, and more. We're just a click away on your PC, Android, iPhone, tablet, or any mobile device. Connect today with our WRJR online community at wrjrjamswithaz.wixsite.com/WRJR Network. That's wrjrjamswithaz.wixsite.com/WRJR Network.
Woo! Yes and yes.
Right.
See,
wow.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
It was okay.
What?
I'm drinking.
Well, that's good because we're going to toast to you. Now, I don't have whiskey like we normally have. Some things have changed in my life.
Oh, really?
But I do have a bottle of water, and we want to toast to you, Ron. Thank you so much. We want to celebrate you today, you know. Thank you so much. How long have you been in radio?
I'd say like 2002. Mm-hmm. No, actually, that's when I graduated.
Okay.
But I've always had, you know, even when I was younger, I would do mock shows, you mm-hmm. know, when I first got my tape recorder. Well, I ran that to death, you know, and, you know, just did, you know, realize that I was doing something that was really what they do, you know, just by observing TV and just watch, you know, listen to radio and stuff, you know. So I was actually doing that before I even went to school and applied for it. And I'm like, okay, then we're going through courses. Now I'm like, hey, I used to do that. Oh, that's what that is. That's what they call a promo, mm-hmm. A drop, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh wow, okay. So it was like being in the playground.
Well, thank you for giving us over 20 years, you know, of phenomenal radio. And again, thank you. If I can speak for all the independent artists, thank you for giving us a platform from, you know, the top of my head to the bottom of my heart to the bottom of my feet. Thank you so much for giving us that platform. Salute to you.
Yes, but thank you. Thank you for giving me something to put on the platform. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
yes. I mean, honestly, without my audience, without you independent artists, you know, it wouldn't be possible for me to do what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so y'all give me the ammo, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
to put out there.
Yeah.
You know, so we do this together,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, and I appreciate you. I appreciate all the independent artists out there that send me music. I get so much music now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing,
yeah.
you know, and I can't believe that I've been running for 6 years.
Oh, my God, you know? 6 years. Blessings to you.
Yeah, and it's paying off, you know, because they say that a business will fall in 4 years.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm 2 years over that.
And it's going to only get better. Now you're starting to put together productions, events, concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we see you're a man for the people. You're out there in the community, you know, help sponsoring the, you know, the community concerts and things of that nature. I mean, you out here doing it.
Yeah.
You're out here doing
it. You know, you got to give.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's about paying dues.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay your dues because you have to recognize who put you where you are.
Come on.
And without them, you wouldn't be nothing.
Okay.
You wouldn't be nowhere.
Okay.
You know, so I'm always open to my audience. I'm always open to my independent artists, you know, and y'all are phenomenal. I'm telling you. One thing I love about the independent artists is that it's an untapped market.
Mm.
It's not fixed. It's not sounding like Babyface or, you know what I'm saying, another Beyonce or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's untapped music. It's y'all.
Yeah.
It's your, you know, it's music.
And it's
like
getting,
music should be.
And it's getting stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have a caller on the line. Someone wants to talk to you. Aziz, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Aziz, what's up, man?
What's up, my brother? What is up, man? I couldn't pass this up, man. Like, I wanted to hear some more about you and learn some stuff for you. I watch you on social media. I watch your moves. I try to learn what I can from you. But, you know, when I found out that I'll actually be able to, you know, listen to your interview and, like, hear you speak, man, I was like, I just got excited. I was going to wait a little bit later, but y'all started talking about the swimming truck. And all that, I had to get in on that. And, you know, so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, give you your flowers while you're here and just, you know, let you know that, you know, I am a fan and I try to learn what I can for you from you on social media.
I'm only an email away, you know. I show love to all my people. You know, because
I see that.
It's about fellowship, you know. It's about fellowship the way it should be. You know, we need to look out for each other. We have to look out for each other when it comes to this market, you know. And I see it taking off, and it's a beautiful thing. There's more independence, more than ever, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to be fixed or doctored up by these record companies anymore.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, thank you, Aziz, for calling in. We, you know,
I know you're getting something out of here without fitting a quick pee.
We don't have time for that at this second.
Oh, you don't have time. Okay.
We bring in another guest. But if we, you know, we're probably going to go over time. So, you know, you can definitely do it before we get off of here.
Oh no, it's gonna be too late then. Oh no, I got an attitude. No, I'm just playing. No, it's good. you know,
well, we got.
If I can't spit it now, damn it, I don't want to spit it. No, I'm just playing. No, you know, I know I go. You know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, congratulations, my brother. Good to hear from you. I'm just gonna sit back and learn what I can from you.
You too, man.
And again, for you listeners out there. If you want to, that call-in number is 646-378-0355, and then press 1 to chat it up with us, ask any questions. Ron, can we get you to stick around a little bit? Just a little bit? Just a little bit. You know, we got to have a good time. It's all brotherly love and sisterly love here. And, you know, this wasn't by mistake that I had both of you guys on. You know, you're the platform. And then you'll get into cocaine and you'll see, you know, why it's you know, that entrepreneurship, that pioneership is relative when it comes to you all. So, you know, he's the, you know, you're the plug and then there's the, you know, the,
okay,
I don't want
right.
to, you know, I don't okay. want to, what do I want to say? Like, you know, you got the innie, you got the plug, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the antidote, you know, or whatever. But, yeah, just stick around for a little while, and whenever you need to go, we're not going to hold you hostage. But before we switch gears here, let us know what you have coming up next, you know, what projects you're working on, and then let the people know where they can contact you at and your website.
Okay, well, next year we're working on putting together a concert series here in Detroit, which I would love for you to be a part of. You know, so we're gonna have to talk about that. But yeah, we're you know, we doing every like second and fourth of month, Sunday of the month, we do. I've been doing a farmers market, it's an ongoing thing until October.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you're in the Detroit area, come check us out. It's the Jefferson Chalmers Farmers Market. 905 minutes deep every in about another, not this Sunday, but the next following Sunday. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But yeah, you can reach me at wrjrjamswithaz.wixsite.com/wrjrnetwork, wrjrjamswithaz.wixsite.com/wrjrnetwork, or you just hit my email at wrjrjamswithaz@gmail.com, wrjrjamswithaz@gmail.com. Check us out. We got two stations. I got two stations. I have WRJR Real Jazz Radio, WRJR Jam. That's where you can check out Amir, the song, just me on that. Yeah. My song is Still Love You Back. That's my jam. Yeah. We got Amir on there. We got my man Aziz on there too. As a matter of fact, doing his poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So the jam station is open to artists, you know, as far as the jazz. You know, and we're also a chart reporting station, which means you can collect your royalties.
That's right.
We have another network called WRJRnetwork.com.
Okay.
Now that is the chart reporting station. So I actually have three stations.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations. So come
thank
ahead,
you. Clap. It's growing. It's growing because of your support, your love, and your material. So all my independent artists out there, keep doing what you do. Nobody can do it like you.
Yes.
You know? And don't, you know, don't fall to the stereotypes.
Okay.
Do you.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. Kick back with us for a minute. We're going to bring none other than OG Cocaine on right about now. What up, OG? You in the building? Got you. I think I can hear you now. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
All is well. We're so happy to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
We've been talking about, you know, legends and pioneering and, you know, pioneership and entrepreneurship and getting out here and focusing on your dreams and your goals and make manifest. We've been talking about that. So I think you not only fit in that category, but you're a front runner when it comes to that. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
Man, all is well. You know, we're excited on this Sunday. You know,
that's cool. That's cool.
You know, we like to have legends around us. It makes us feel good. Makes us feel like we're doing something.
So y'all make us feel good. You know, we still here to bring that magic. So I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. You guys, I know that there are so many of you listening and watching, and you guys already know who Cocaine is. You've either probably collabed with him at some point in your life, worked with him, watched him on stage, utilized his record label, dealt with some of his artists, or just shook his hand. I know you know. But for those of you that don't know, let me be the first, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you the phenomenal, the legendary, OG Cocaine. Y'all give him a hand clap.
I appreciate that. Yes. You know, very kind words. Yes. You know, but
I ain't lying.
Just regular folks.
You see how you go. You know they have to come on humble, Tony. You know they're gonna do. They're gonna come on humble. And then by the end of this, we gonna see that he didn't have to be humble.
But I appreciate this, though.
Yes.
Real talk.
Yes, yes. We appreciate you for coming on and spending some time with us on this Sunday. We want to get all into your business. We want to dig all into your business. For those, I know, you know, you're a pioneer of gangster hip hop. And for those of them that don't know you, we want to kind of share your story with them. And first, I want to start out with, you know, where are you from? Where are you hailing from?
Well, I was originally born in South Bronx,
okay,
New York.
All right.
You know, but, you know, moms and pops, you know, moved back to California,
mm-hmm,
because my pops is, you know, he's a legend in the music industry as well. He worked for Motown.
Yes.
And some of his works include Just My Imagination by Temptation.
Yeah.
Papa Was a Rolling Stone, worked with Marvin Gaye, Supremes, just a slew of hits. So music was always embedded in my DNA. So when we moved to California, you know, since we're a music-orientated family, it just was like, you know, second nature.
Okay.
You know, music was always there, you know,
mm-hmm,
plus, you know, my grandparents was highly on jazz, and it just was the best of both worlds, you know, growing up really in the 70s and 80s,
mm-hmm,
to where it was to be humble beginnings of hip hop,
mm-hmm,
just as well as, you know, being saturated with good soul music,
mm-hmm,
good funk music.
Yep.
So it was like a big pot of gumbo. And,
mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, that was my humble surroundings right there.
Well, I understand where you get it from now, you know. I'm from Detroit. Our other guest, Ron, he's from Detroit. He's in Detroit right now. He's a DJ and a radio host and network owner in Detroit and live right down the street from Motown. I went to Northwestern right down the street from Motown, Hicksville, USA, baby.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
It's in our bones. And so now we are all kindred spirits here. Okay. So we family. I can relax now. We family. Okay. And from the Bronx, now I understand where it comes from. You know, so obviously you grew up inside the hip hop era. So how'd you get bit by the bug? What happened? I mean, were you on the street corner, you know, beatboxing? What happened? Tell me the beautiful story about when the music and hip hop touched your soul.
Well, I didn't know too much about New York. You
mm-hmm.
know, I was shorty, like infant.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, all, you know, I'm Cali bred,
yeah.
you know, and it's ironic because some of the, you know, great West Coast pioneers like Tupac and Ice-T come directly from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I'm proud of my roots, but,
yeah.
you know, growing up in California,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's where you learn to get your language, your mm-hmm. styles, mm-hmm. and everything else. And I grew up in a city called Pomona, California,
okay.
of course.
Yes.
And cats like Sugar Shane Mosley, the boxer, mm-hmm. Above the Law, cats like Sugar Free and myself,
yeah.
we come from that particular city.
Mm.
And everything that you want to know about cocaine,
mm-hmm.
you know, also came from that city, down mm-hmm. from hustling,
mm-hmm.
down to the hard times, mm-hmm. the good times, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about Eazy-E
mm-hmm.
is that he gave cats like us outside the city of Compton, brothers from Pomona, gave us our chance of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once Above the Law got put on, you know, and then eventually I got put on, you know, it was just a beautiful thing to be embraced, you know, what you work so hard for, and especially coming from a musical background. So, you know, Eazy-E gave us a chance of a lifetime in 89 and took us to London. That was the first and only NWA tour, mm-hmm. and it allowed me to see some things, you know, outside of the scope of being in the studio with my father.
Okay.
You know, it allowed me to, like, say, wow. It had that wow factor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful thing, man, to be able to be, you know, introduced just as well as be a disciple, a participant, a writer, and put out my music through Ruthless Records. So it was an incredible, humble beginning right there.
So from what I understand you to say, was it your father that influenced you the most being in the studio with him? Because I wanted to, we always want to know, when did that bug hit you? See, I remember mine. I was 5, and my father was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? I didn't know you could sing like that. So what was that? What was that thing? What was that moment for you? We love that.
Being in the studio around him, mm-hmm. my Uncle Willie Hutch, who's incredible.
Okay.
Gifted musician, you uh-huh. know, his works include, you know, writing for the Jacksons, I'll Be There, ABC, and did a slew of movie scores from the Mac, you know, Brothers Gonna Work It Out. So
mm-hmm.
I knew I wanted to do music really when I was like around your age,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
you know, going into the studio and
yeah.
seeing the whole running board looking
yeah.
like a UFO in the
yeah.
mothership. I know this is where what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I would say around your age, you know, the bug really hit me. And
yeah.
I did a lot of talent shows.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You know, because one thing my pops told me, he said, yeah, it's cool to be inspired by me
mm-hmm.
and learn some of my attributes and gifts that I show you. But he always told me, don't live in my shadow. Create
yeah.
your own idea.
Yes, that's beautiful.
And that really stuck with me because that same thing applies to my children,
mm-hmm.
which makes them have their own identity of their own. See,
mm-hmm.
see, that's what I was able to do and got into a fortunate positions, you know, like Eric Wright allowed me to do me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we want to continue celebrating you here, and we put together just a little homage video of some of the things that we've seen you do from the past and even some that's current. So we just want to show the people what you've been up to.
Right on.
All right, check this out.
Oh, what's this? Ooh, lettuce. Tomato, cocaine, Miracle Whip. Oh, right there. Damn.
A song is not a song without the good taste of cocaine Miracle Whip on it. Make sure your bread spread. Made by Kraft.
Don't tell me now. What's that funky smell? Somebody must have Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we can walk around the hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Yes, yes, and yes.
I appreciate that.
Just a small celebration of you. We don't even have enough time to do you justice, but just a little small celebration of you. And again, thank you for your contribution to art. You know, it's important, you know, putting that love into the universe, that music, that art, that creativity.
Right.
We need it.
West Coast, man. I always love that West Coast.
Man, much love, fam. I appreciate that too, sister.
Yeah.
Much love, brother.
Yeah. You know, we see you've been all over the world with your music and back. Even, you know, I was saying gangster hip hop, but I kind of was, you know, hesitant to say it because just looking through your history, there's just a wide array of music.
Right.
You know, I feel like I'm like, you even got something for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got a big family, you know, me and my wife. We actually been together 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
We got 8 wonderful children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, glory to God for that.
Yeah.
You know, we firm believer of the man upstairs. And that was, you know, that keeps us afloat at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Is to be able to, you know, inspire generations. Number one, your family.
Yeah.
And to carry a rich legacy. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To let everybody know, you know, through our lives and, you know, being able to be here this long and to be able to accept the flowers from all the great, incredible fans and just genuine people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a blessing, you know. So at the same time, you know, I could contribute everything to just one word, love. You know,
that's right.
Fans kept me afloat.
Mm-hmm.
They kept me encouraged, kept us, you know. Kept that confidence going at a time to when this is one of the most brutal industries to be in is the music game. So we just blessed at the end of the day. I got kids that are singing now. And,
yeah, we're going to get into that.
You know,
I'm driving this train. We're going to get into that.
We're
going to get into that.
Yes, ma'am. But all I'm just saying is just, you know, you rejoice every time you get a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to show them off here. We got you. We got you covered.
For sure.
We real thorough over here.
For
we got you covered. So you know what? You have a single called Hush.
Right.
Yes, we want to play that for the people, and okay. And we'll be back, and then we can talk about your beautiful wife and your family and your daughter that's actually in the industry as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's get into Hush.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
And then hip hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do our brand of hip hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip hop.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. That's a bop.
I appreciate that.
So I know you can get asked this question all day, but I'm going to ask it. Kurowski, how did that collaboration come about?
Well, one day I was online, you know, and I seen him do an interview with my boy, Soren Baker.
Okay.
And, you know, that was one of my all-time favorite groups, you know. You couldn't get no bigger than them, Houdini,
yeah.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Run DMC.
Yeah.
You know, Curtis Blow at that time. You know, they was the first one to kick off the Fresh Press. I mean, they was definitely an intricate part of furthering and expanding hip-hop in its first place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the hood,
mm-hmm.
man, we was banging the Fat Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reached out to him, and he responded back, and I was surprised. You know, because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, you talking about cocaine? The one that's on the hooks? That was his response.
Yeah.
And the brother got back, and I shot him the beat, you know, DJ, not DJ, but the Chill from Compton's Most Wanted and the Dirty OGs did the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot it to him, and he bust that 16 on there, and it was just like, wow, man. It's like you never left, man. You know, it's like, you know, when you get older in the game, sometimes you can kind of lose
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
your skills along the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
But Kurowski, it was just like he was back in 1986, 87. So, you know, we flew out there, did the video. My
mm-hmm.
sons and my nephew did the video.
Oh, wow.
We do things like a family.
A family. Come on, talk about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
The twins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the video came out proper and people took to it because, you know, also it has, you know, more of a sentimental value to
mm-hmm.
it because the recent passing of Prince Marky D,
yeah.
untimely,
rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And him and Buff, and he's like the last remaining member.
Yeah.
So it really allowed us to go out to New York and see where it all happened
mm-hmm.
for the Fat Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible history. And, you know, I was honored.
Yeah.
You know, that he want to participate, you know, with what we did and where I came from. And it just fit more than the OJ glove, put
mm-hmm.
it like that.
Come on. You know, and y'all look like y'all was having a good time, too, you know.
Yeah, we let our hair down and we ain't even got none.
Stop playing. mm-hmm. But the vibe was good. You know, the synergy
yeah.
was there. It was coming through the video, that energy.
Yeah, that was tight, man. That was real tight. I like that. For real, that's
I appreciate
West Coast.
That.
I love that West Coast, man. Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah, and it's cool, you know, to have East Coast and West Coast
uh-huh.
come together from our era because a lot of, you know, misconceptions out there is bullcrap at the end of the day. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It's not
mm-hmm.
like we basketball players, you break your knees or you slow down. No, there's no expiration date on good music.
Hmm.
So you see what Jadakiss did at the Verses with the Locks and Jim
mm-hmm.
Jones. Hip-hop has really been a missing element for a minute because of gossip-orientated and, you know, the internet putting all kind of things on steroids. It kind of lost us in the shuffle, but I just think music lovers, hip-hop lovers, soul and funk, all over the world
yeah.
that they really start to revert back to you got to have bars. You got to have talent.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't auto-tune your way out of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know.
The submissions I get, I'm going to cut y'all, man, but the submissions I get, man, from some of these artists that say they can rap, you know, there's no structure in it. And I'm like, okay, you know, I can't play
yeah.
it. I can't play that.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, people, you know, and we just can't say our generation because there's youngsters out there that are incredible musicians,
oh, yeah.
talented.
Yeah.
But they get
it.
So muttered because they're only blocking, you know, certain companies are blocking off a section
mm-hmm.
and want to continue that redundant frequency of perpetuating ignorance
yeah.
or whatever it is without no balance.
Yeah.
But the world, you know what I'm saying? Turn off the television for a minute and tap into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, man, there's people really hungry for real musicianship, and, you know, bars. So, you know, it's just something to, you know, to say move over trap music, move over mumble, and get some of this real hardcore hip-hop because this is where it came from.
And it's all around the world too. Don't get it twisted. You know, everywhere I've been, you know.
But it's nice to know that you know the OG still got it and coming back with something. You know?
Right. Hip hop is definitely alive and well.
For bringing that hip hop, man, for real.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
One of the founding fathers, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. It's definitely still alive and well. And it's all over the world. You can go in the deepest jungles in Africa and still find hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's, you know, I'm not saying that the sound, because, you know, people think pop has a sound. Mm-hmm. You know, pop doesn't really have a sound. Pop is being popular. And so hip hop has, you know, it has became pop in that way, not the sound. I'm not trying to, you know, insult hip hop in any kind of way. But it is the popular music all around the world. Actually, I want to say this: it's world music. It's world.
There
music.
You go.
Everywhere you go, it's what's popping. It's what gets the party started and keep the party started. It's celebratory. You know, we definitely
it's the gospel.
We want to celebrate and we want to dance. You know, and we want to. You know, we want to worship, you know, and that's what we do. And hip hop is at the helm of that. You know, it's taking over. I remember in school, when I was young in school, they used to say, you know, it didn't have the only music that didn't have a place in history. And I remember being a little girl standing up and say, but it will. But it will.
Definitely
has a place in history, you know.
That's real.
So we want to get into your family, you know, and first I want to start off by talking about the boss, the commander in chief in your life, your business partner, your life partner, your soul partner, your soul mate, your twin flame, your everything, because I know that's what she's doing over there, that queen.
Anything else is uncivilized. This is real tough.
I definitely want you to speak on your family, but especially that beautiful wife of yours, how you guys actually met, and, you know, tell the people how long you guys been together. I know it's been quite some time, and how this partnership worked out to where she can be your partner, your business partner, your life partner. That's a huge accomplishment in itself. So, you know, speak on.
Where can I start? That's my world. That's my everything. We met years ago, of course, actually 37 years ago. The new year that's coming up, it'll be 38. But
wow.
We met in Montclair, and it's just like, you know, something divine took place when I met my, you know, my queen.
Mm.
And we did it the old school way.
Yeah.
You know, it was different from this generation. But we believed in courting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, you court in a relationship. It wasn't just overnight. And we didn't have cell phones to get in our way.
Yeah.
We didn't have all this stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So we took our time and we would talk. And I was courting her for years. I would go see her over the years. And, you know, God made sure that she didn't get into no real serious relationship and vice versa.
Yeah.
It was all organic, and I took her to, you know, the greatest lady that raised me, you know. That was my grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it the right way.
Yeah.
And grandmother said, yeah.
All right.
That's the one. So after I got back from London in 89 on the NWA tour, you know, I just knew it was that time, you know, something, you know, was pulling me, and I know that was God.
Yeah.
And it's a trip because I knew that was my soulmate because years ago I had a vivid dream, no bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I rarely share this, but I'm going to share it now.
Please and thank you.
I had a dream. We had twin boys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When we was little.
All right.
I mean, when you know, when I used to talk to my wife. So I had this dream that we had a big family, too.
Mm.
And our first kids was born on 4/20.
Wow.
Identical twins.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I knew something was special.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we have eight wonderful children. And we're proud of that because none of them had to go through what I had to go through. Mm-hmm. None of them had to go to jail. They have our records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they know what struggle means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of having a wife, especially a virtuous black queen.
Mm, come on, talk about it.
Is everything.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Everything.
Because we put too much emphasis on males.
Mm.
You know, this is a male's world, but it really ain't.
It'll be nothing.
You know what I mean? Mm. Without her, she was the glue that held everything together. She was a praying woman at the same time.
Yes.
Here's a woman, very beautiful, sacrificed her modeling career, all these other architectural things put on hold because she was really into her man, into her family. You know what I'm saying? Never picked up a drink, never picked up a smoke, never did none of that. And you wouldn't tell because it's in her and not on her. Good sense of humor, classy, you know what I mean? And that's what helped me in this roller coaster ride because there's all kind of crazy satanic powers that are advancing towards you. And if you don't have someone there in that doorway, you know, that was the realest nigga I knew, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what
the one that's smelling my breath every single day, putting up with my bullshit, but really ain't putting up with my bullshit.
Right. No.
Because she's blessed with that vision. So,
come on. Yeah.
You know,
it's a blessing.
Once God broken me, I had to be broken. That was time for me to move on when I heard the voice of God and what my wife been telling me for years.
Yeah.
And I moved out of California. You couldn't tell me I wasn't gonna move, but I did some little time because I had to go back to the streets hustling, but got caught up again.
Okay.
But then that was a blessing for me because you know,
you
that's where Paul was blessed. Paul was blessed right there in the prisons. You know what I mean? So I just moved to a place I really didn't know nothing about outside of, you know, my travels in the past. And wifey was like, it's our time now. You finally listen because God had to break you. And you understand. Well, you was always running away from me when you knew I was here for you. So I stopped running. And then, you know, along the way, you know, it was tough. But then things start being more easier once I start cooperating and take the male chauvinistic part off and put it in my pocket for
You're going to bless somebody today. What'd you say?
Do
say
you
that,
understand?
Say that one more time. You had to take off what?
Take that male chauvinistic cap off for
second. Come on.
And understand the greatest, you know, as a king. The greatest thing that I could do is be a servant
to
her.
Come on. So. Let's stop for a second. Okay. Go on and do that hand clap thing that we do, Tony.
So, I stopped playing Ding Dong Ditch with her and said, baby, let's put this record company together because, you know, you're the realest person. And we need to not just set up a legacy for me. The legacy is set up to hand the baton down for our children.
That's right. That's right.
And it's been going on 14 years, sister.
Yeah.
And it's been beautiful.
Yeah.
It wasn't peaches and cream when it first started off. But see, that's when God tests you when you frame your first dollar. Are you going to be ready? Are you going to throw in the towel? And you know what I mean? Pressure made things out of a diamond. Now, 14 years, you know what I'm saying? We got our own Buddy Boy Digital.
Yeah.
We got our own platform.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it, it's a family-orientated business. Like, my kids did the web design, videos, and et cetera. And that's the good thing about mentoring, you know, because now you can lead by example. Now God can use you for the right thing.
That's right.
And that's why I think we're still here being able to, you know, influence the next generation. That is just bombarded by a bunch of frequencies that is going to keep them in that redundant box. No, we want to be able to say, okay, we don't want to be a puzzle piece because God is.
That's right.
But let us be a powerful cornerstone. That's good enough for us.
That's right. That's right. You got the word in your mouth too.
Yes, ma'am.
And so she gave you how many beautiful children?
8 born natural.
Yes.
Now that's a woman.
Yes.
The spirit of Harriet Tubman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The grace of Maya Angelou. You know what I'm saying? Never told, never snitched. And told somebody off when she had to. Stood in the doorway one time in front of a bullet. The dude had to just butter down. You know what I'm saying? That's that type of woman.
That's what I'm talking
right
about.
There.
That type
so
of beautiful black woman.
I salute her because, you know, I salute all women that really, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on Father's Day. But, hey, you should say Father's Day on Mother's Day because they holding it down.
Holding it down.
And she one of them.
The
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Mrs. Cocaine. Say your name for us, please.
Alicia Long. From Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. You know, my most of my family is from Cincinnati, Ohio, so that's we might be kinfolk somewhere.
In a real way. But, yeah, she's good. She's good, and she does she's just business savvy,
beautiful.
Does all my publishing. She knows. She's like an attorney.
That's beautiful.
And, it's just a beautiful thing. It's empowering, especially to our daughters.
Yeah.
You know, we have four daughters. We have four boys and four girls.
Ooh,
so
that's beautiful.
You know, I tell a lot of people, yeah, the accolades is cool. But then that's just the catalyst, to let them know about, hey, we do this as a family.
As a family.
Period.
Speaking of that, I want to highlight your daughter, Anissa Long. She's an R&B soul singer, as well as hip hop as well. She has a single out, correct?
Well, she has a couple of things. Well, a lot of things out. I've been baiting her on my projects because I understood. I understood the scope of the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she used to always say, "Dad, put out an album." I used to be like, "Nope, I'll put you on these singles."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But she understand from a coach point of view, I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could not make it easy on you, on purpose, for your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 25 years old, about to come out with an album.
Yeah.
You know, her nickname is called Young Colombiana.
Young Colombiana.
And
she
really grew into that person that I knew she would be.
Yeah.
But I had to make sure, is this what you want?
Yeah.
Don't. Your daddy and your granddaddy is one thing.
There's another picture. So.
But what you gonna do?
Yeah.
So she worked it out, and she's an incredible talent, and she also is really in tune to the business because more so than the talent, I wanted to let her understand what
business.
The schematics of her business is.
Come on, yeah.
And that's the most important part to empower a young lady, especially a young black female.
Yeah.
Is the talent is cool, but what's going on with your business? So we're very proud of our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't an easy ride, but that was a great thing for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you've been talking about the label. We just want to show the website really quick. We're proud of you, too. We're proud of your family as well. I personally believe you're doing it the right way, the best way. You know, implement the children, raise them up, you know, so they won't stray. You know, they'll come back to the roots.
Yeah, we ain't going out like that.
Nope.
We good folks.
Yeah, no. And you guys are out here doing it. And, you know, even though I know your career has been major and you've dealt with major people, major labels, major artists, you still move in that independent way. And that's what we over here. We, you know, in 2020 Vision, we independent, baby.
The coolest thing, you know, all this is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of robots going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like
bots,
fake shit going on.
Yeah, pay like
you know
way.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, pay to play. Yeah, yeah.
And all that, but you know, let the music. You know, speak for yourself. Let that write a blank check.
Come on.
Let your ideas put a company together where it's on the way to be a billionaire.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, it's teaching these kids business etiquette and teaching them patience at the same time that nothing happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really, really, really want to be in a competitive business because we should push each other like the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
push
I'm saying?
Each other to be better.
Steel sharpens steel.
Yes, right. Iron sharpens iron. Yep.
Then you got to know it's always 85% of that aspect, which is business.
Yep.
As opposed to talent.
Yep.
And that's something that we definitely introduced in front of our kids, that nobody owes you shit. You got to work hard.
You
got to
work hard for it.
And if you want it, I'm going to push you. But I ain't going to make it easy on you.
I love
you
that.
You know what I mean?
I
so if you ain't had it easy, feel like you're in the blessed position you could ever be in your life if you ain't had it easy. Mm-hmm. Because that means you almost there to your goal.
Yeah, you want
Keep
more.
Going on.
You want more. You want more. You're hungry. You're hungry. And speaking of music, speaking of good music, speaking of keeping on putting it into the, you know, into the universe, I want to play another single by you called Hard in the Paint.
Oh, wow.
All right. We're going to play that, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk to some callers and some chatters.
All right.
All right.
I don't know what you've been told. But we came here to fight your soul. And if we do not come correct, you don't have to fight with it.
Welcome back to the Black Community Triangle. We control your horizontal and your vertical. Put an emotion like Billy Ocean, straight west coast.
Glory, hallelujah, it's Dr. Cupid's time. I don't
Love it. What say you, Ron? I know you got you want to say something. I see you over there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's hot, man. It really is. What I got a question. What's the formula that you put into your production? I mean, where do you get that from?
I mean, you know, our funk fathers, funk sisters, anything that is old school, you know.
Right.
Even the white boys in the '80s was cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Players and Ed and, you know, anything that can hit your soul is that I'm inspired by. But see, we were inspired by Parliament and the Funkadelic. And I always dreamed of doing songs with them. But we were inspired by the P-Funk, but we didn't want to call ourselves P-Funk Babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're inspired by them just as well as my uncles mm-hmm. and my father. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we turn it around and we call it G-Funk.
Mm, okay.
You know, we are the architects of the style of music.
Okay.
And years later, you know, through the pioneers, of course, the late great Nate Dogg and Warren G and et cetera, you know, but we're the actual inventors of the style of music called G-Funk.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, I know. The origin of that, man, we know where that came from, definitely.
Yeah, so that particular record, man, if it ain't no substitution for good and it's funky, you know, put those elements out. You know, you could go back to the stylistics and the dramatics and the whispers,
mm-hmm.
and it still sound good to this day mm-hmm. because ain't no expiration date on good music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. One thing that we want to continue to, you know, keep our two-step on.
That's right.
Is we're going to give you, you know, and there's enough room for everything.
For everything.
Know, all your, but at the same time, this is what era we come from.
That's right.
We come from the funk.
You haven't missed the lick, man. You haven't missed the lick at all.
Yeah, brother. Funk not only moves, it can remove. And I heard that personally from Uncle George and Uncle Bootsy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's what it is. You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, soul music, hip hop, real bars, funk music, it's timeless.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, again, that call-in number, you guys, is 646-378-0355. And press 1 if you want to chat with Cocaine. We got him here for, you know, about 25 more minutes, you know. And he's in the building. As you can see, he's not only giving us knowledge and dropping jewels, but he's uncovering some things for us as well. And he got that word in his mouth. We love it here. We love, love, life, and light here. So. He's spreading plenty of it for us. So let's open up these phone lines. Again, that number is 646-378-0355. And if you also want to chat with us, you know, we got you live on IG. That's behind the scenes. That's to all my behind the scenes people. They don't like to watch front words, you know. They like to come behind and see what we're doing behind the scenes. Y'all just know. But they're on here showing a lot of love as well. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. And then we also have everyone on Facebook. Any chatters on Facebook, we want to shout out to y'all. Y'all know y'all show the most love. Facebook, y'all love us. So chat it up with us, and we're going to say it on air and ask questions that you may have on air for Cocaine or even for Ron. And then also we're on Twitter, right? Twitter, yep, we're on Twitter. We're on Twitter. And then later on you can catch this on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. But yeah, let's open up the phone lines and see who we have. Aziz? Okay. Yeah. We have Aziz again. He is the CEO of Blog Talk, the Mike Network on Blog Talk Radio. And Aziz, you got a question for Cocaine?
Definitely. First of all, shout out to you, my brother. A big fan, been for a long time, and like you really are one of the true pioneers of that G-Funk era. I'm a student and a fan of the G-Funk era, always has been, so it's just an honor, first of all, to have a chance to even be able to ask you a question.
Man, God bless you, King. I appreciate the love and support.
Absolutely. So when I'm listening to you talk, right, and you talk about, you know, your projects and, you know, your music and things, I'm hearing this jubilee in your voice that you will hear from somebody that's releasing, like, their very first album ever in their life, right? I noticed that you have, an excitement and a vigor after all the years that you put in. You, to this day, I still see that excitement and vigor or hear it when you speak. Does that come from, like, what you and your family is doing as far as your contributions to the music industry?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's a big part of it. You know, God, number one. you know, giving me the strength, you know, to continue to use faith. You know, faith is a powerful element. And, you know, it's something, you know, nowadays you look around and you see things are so much like a matrix system, brother. You know, you just thank God for the most simplest things in life, because that's where the biggest blessings come through the simple things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Too much of a rat race. And at the same time, this is a business, you know, like Costco's or Walmart. It's a business, you know what I mean? And one thing that helped me navigate is being in touch with people that you can really trust. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've been blessed enough to, you know, be through all this stuff, life-threatening situations, several occasions.
Right, right.
And my wife, you know, number one, God, but my wife and children were always there. And that's what helped ground my wire. You know, life will shock your ass if you don't ground your wire. You know
that's
what I'm
real,
saying?
That's real.
You know, that ground my wire, and we have fun. You know, we don't go to sleep no more mad at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And pray together. Those that pray together.
Stay together.
So that's what helped me through this crazy ride, through this COVID, through the everything. I mean, we just got over COVID, brother. Mm. That lets you know
right.
We hard on just, you know, everyday living.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who we are. You know, it's the same.
Yeah.
And we're just very grateful to be able to show success, but at the same time, you know, give God the glory and show him that, hey, man, it's okay, man, you know, to do what you're doing. But who are you? You know what I'm saying? Where's your family at? What's going on with that? Because that's one thing that we need in the game again is balance, you know. And I think we, you know, God could continue to use us by perpetuating that balance, so to speak.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Now, thank you for that answer. That was a wonderful answer. Thank you for that.
You got it, King.
All right. Thank you, Aziz. Got any other callers left? No other caller. Okay. All right. We're going to move right along. Now, you know, you are known, cocaine in the industry. One of the things that you're known from, one of the very many things that you're known for, is the most collaborations ever in hip hop. So, you know, I'm kind of goofy. I'm kind of a nerd a little bit. So I came up with this game called Name That Collab. Name That Collab.
Okay.
You've done so much. You've done so much in your history. I just wondered if you remember everything. So we're going to put it to the test. We're going to put it to the test. Okay, so we have three songs for them. We're going to just play a few seconds of the songs, starting with number one, and we want you to name that collab, who you're with, and the name of the song. Okay?
Let's go.
All right. Turn up some. That's enough.
Oh, that's super simple. Man, that's Mr. Grand Hustler.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I ain't, you know, no. No disrespect against T.I., but the real Grand Hustler was Mr. E-40.
Come on.
Still is.
Yes.
You know, that's with him and my boy Justify, who does the Fathers in hip-hop, man. That's an incredible old-school classic record right there.
Yeah. Let it play just a little bit more. We will let him hit just a couple of...
Time to die. Slack it in your mouth. Come to us. Hey. I can't complain. I'm back for that.
All right. Okay. You know, you doing good. So number one, we're going to get you though. We're going to get you. Okay. Play the next tune.
In these times of hate and pain, we need our money. Oh, shit. Fuck you, niggas. Fuck with me. Oh, come on.
no matter wherever I go. Excuse me, partner, this is okay. Pimpin'.
You know, that's a no-brainer right there. That's that last meal. That's Bring It On, Snoopy.
Yes.
My compadre, Sugar Free.
Yes.
And your boy, Coca.
And your boy, Coca. Yes. Give him a hand clap. You almost thought I had you because you was looking for a minute. So yeah, I let him play it too long.
That's okay. An incredible project, though. I was happy to be on that last meal.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this day, it sounds marvelous.
It does. It does. They all bop, you know. They all bop. I'm a believer.
Bang, bump. I mean, straight up, you know, all the stuff you just bump.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. That was analog, you know, nowadays. Analog.
That's why I was so warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were still on that 2-inch tape.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was so warm. Feels so good.
I remember
good.
Those days, Tascam, door broke on it.
Mm-hmm.
Analog tape. Yeah, bouncing track forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some buttons didn't work.
Yeah, man. Them were the days. But you know what? You know what? I still use 2-inch tape, 1/2-inch tape. You know, we still use the Fender board.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because mm-hmm.
nothing can replace them sounds. They, like you were saying, sister, they warm sounds.
Mm.
A lot of stuff you hear, you know, when you put it on iTunes, it kind of diminishes the quality.
Yeah, it sounds digital. Mm-hmm.
Digital can never compare to analog.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we've all used iTunes in some kind of way as an effect or whatever, but the thing that I don't like about it is the when it's too digitized. You know what I mean? It's like I know that that's a sound and I know that's an effect, but when it's like just riding the whole track, I'm like, come on, y'all. Like,
right.
Bring some, you know, authentic, you know, sound back to it, you know. But I'm an R&B soul singer, so I still want that,
yeah.
You know, I still want that feeling, that Motown, you know what I mean?
It loses its element, you know what I'm saying? There's an element to music, you know, and, you know, you got the feeling, but then at the same time, you lose the element.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
You sound, you know?
Yep.
All right, we got one more for you. One more.
Mr.
No, see, I told you can't play them. See? He already know now. Hey, turn it up. Make that crack.
You know the procedure. Hustle till we run out and count cash and re-up. Hot till we die, so it's motherfucking detox. And only thing we run is Louis Belt through our Levi's. Catch me at the funk, hopping out dumb sick. All these hoes wanna fuck, but all I got is one dick. X-Bit, one more chance, all I need is one nip. And all my competition on some, I can't even front shit. All
right.
All I can say, you know, incredible
yeah.
human being.
Yes.
You know, I had a chance to experience and work with, you know, incredible human beings such as Eazy-E, KMG, Nate Dogg,
mm-hmm.
Mac Dre, Jay Dilla, you know, even
mm-hmm.
the Jacka.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the late, great Nipsey Hussle,
yeah.
Badass.
Yeah.
See, when you mentioned those cats, they
yeah.
were special.
Yes, they are.
And one thing that I was able to see is Nipsey Hussle's growth, you
yeah.
know, being that, you know, being on his projects, Bullets Don't Have No Name, seeing him through the years cultivate his plan, and then to kick off the first marathon is the actual song I did, which was really Mr. Untouchable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he left the mark, man.
He
left the mark. He learned, soaked it up from the best of them. And there will never be another Nipsey Hussle in our lifetime,
That's
you
right.
know, I feel, because they can only use the blueprint, and hopefully the blueprint, you know,
mm-hmm.
if 100 ain't listening, at least 10 of them going to listen, because he showed not only his generation, but he also showed our generation.
Come on.
You know
sure
what I mean?
Did.
He had a brilliant mind, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just sad our brothers get clipped
yeah.
when they got so much more
to give.
to give. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I miss Nip. I miss everybody that I've done songs with. Yeah. It's just surreal.
Yeah.
You know, but the legacy lives on forever. I believe.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I know they're in a better place.
Yeah.
You know, what a blessing it is to experience them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That thing was heard all around the world. I was in the Middle East. I was in Bahrain when it happened with Nipsey, and it was in, you know, it's a Muslim country, it's a Arabic country, but they were saying his name. It was heard all around the world. You know, Ashadan. You know, it was heard all around the world. So and
it was crazy, sister, because a month ago, actually three weeks to a month, I had talked to him, and I was doing a song for his artist named Killer from Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're just going to link it back in, but, you know, Allah has a plan for everything.
Always, always. You know, and my favorite saying is, thy will be done, you know?
Yeah.
And once you put that into the universe, once you put that will, once you inject your will into the universe, you watch it come to fruition. And even in his passing, we watched his will come to fruition. You know,
absolutely.
His
death
galvanized the people. Everybody was picking up the baton, and they kept it going. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And we still, to this day, you know, and we're still pushing his purpose. You know, that area in Los Angeles became famous. I thought they were going to make it a museum, you know. I thought they were going to monetize the situation. You know how America do, you know. But,
crazy.
You know, who knew, right? But definitely a leader. And even in his passing, you can hear the spirit say, you know, you can hear the spirit of Nipsey say, no, 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 tell him I said love. Tell him I said build. Tell him I said love. Tell him I said build. Tell him I said love. Tell him I said build. That's what you could hear. That's what you could hear. You can hear that in the spirit, you know, during his passing. So,
well said.
And I think that's what we're doing, you know. I think that's what we're doing.
Yep, keeping that energy alive.
Yep. So, you know, we getting down to those last few minutes. I want you to tell us what's next. For cocaine, with, you know, projects that you have going, any events that's coming up, any productions that we should know about, let us know. Let the people know what you're doing.
Well, we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll make your head spin. You know what I mean?
I'm ready for my head to spin.
a lot of stuff you can find out on my site at www.buddyboymusic.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Show that again for us, honey.
That's www.buddyboymusic.com.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was asking my engineer to put it back up there, put the website back up there. Go ahead, though. We're listening to you.
But I just dropped something with my FA homie.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Spanky Loco.
Okay.
Very popular, you know, street legend. It's called OG's Bunk. That's out right now.
Okay.
And I got the new singles, you know, from my upcoming album that I push back to 2022.
Okay.
That's called Give Me Five on the Black Hand Side.
All right.
And, you know, songs like Hush, Hard in the Paint, Monkey Wasn't Funky, Don't Make Me Shit. That's off the upcoming album that's coming out next year.
Okay.
And we got the new Sugar Free and Cocaine single coming out. We got a group called Sugar Cane.
Mm.
And that's coming out September the 24th
mm-hmm.
off the upcoming album, Sugar Cane Presents Power to P.
All right.
Power of the P.
Yeah.
And my daughter stuff is coming out, and we got groups on the label that's coming out. It's just a lot of stuff.
A whole host of things.
That is coming out
from
the Buddy Boy camp, and just records that I have with different cats, like I said, Sugar Free and it's just a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, all right.
Well, you know, just keep it locked. We promise to keep it very entertaining and funky for you.
Keep delivering. All right. Well, we got one more song we want to play by you before we get out of here. We're going to play The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Right on.
Check this out.
Thank you.
Now, that's what I call a wonderful surprise. Who knew?
Old school in that one, right there. You can hear that. You can hear the dramatics. You can hear the stylistic.
The shy lights.
Yeah. You can hear all that. That
I mean, that's the music we grew up on. I mean, all the gangsters and you know, players.
Right.
You know, that whole nostalgia,
yeah.
70s and 80s was
yeah.
incredible.
Yep, yeah. That's right.
You know, so mm-hmm. we come from that time where you couldn't cheat. You know, you had to really have, you know, a tip to have fights.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And that music was the best music, man, to me, in my
yeah.
humble opinion. That's
yeah.
just my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie Wonder,
yeah.
Marvin Gaye, you know.
Yeah.
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Four Tops Temptation.
Yeah.
So when you hear that song, you can, like you said, brother,
you
can hear all those elements
mm-hmm.
without, you know, putting no cut on
them. Yeah. That's right. And I like how you just kept the video simple, you know. You just
yeah.
let it, you know, let the song speak for itself. And you look
right.
like you was in the raw, you know, like this is how I feel and this is what I'm. And those are, you know, those are the moments that really speak to the people, you know, that
right.
realness, the authenticness is just, that's what it is, you know.
You're going to catch some old G's, man. You're going to catch some old heads catching a little sample. They're like, whoa, what is that? You know, because
Yeah.
That's off that. That's off the Finger Roll Music for the Soul. Album.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's mostly it's mostly old school incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, to the 2021 twist, but you know,
mm-hmm.
why fix it if it ain't broke?
It's
man?
Not
it's
broke.
That good music.
It's that good music.
You know.
Yeah. And show us website one more time for the people, and then we're gonna wrap things up and do some last comments and everything. But show us website. I wanna. You know, because he's promoting, he's promoting everything, some of everything. But that Finger Roll was the
mm-hmm.
most recent. Let me just scroll through there a little
and
bit.
And that's the everything, a lot of things is consolidated on my Buddy Boy Digital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was created by my team, by my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes, you know, it's best to learn from the beast,
mm-hmm.
like iTunes and Amazon, mm-hmm. and streaming companies.
That's right.
And create your own
streaming company.
And Buddy Boy Digital.
That's what we do.
You know, because they found out a way on how to rape the artists
mm-hmm.
10 times more.
10 times more, honey.
So, you know, they don't like when you get smart, but when you close your mouth and just do it, there's nothing they can do about it. So I'd rather get that, you know, if I put out a record, and it sells for $40. I like to get $39.
Come on,
back.
Come on with it. You know, not that I was just looking at my quarterly statement the other day, and I was like, for real, this is all we doing right now.
It's about the analytics.
Yeah.
not the pissing contest. Mm-hmm. Not looking appear like you're doing
yeah.
good.
It's about like what is the bottom line? What's that bottom line say?
Yeah.
Oh God,
y'all
to be ashamed of yourselves.
And that's because we put a lot of money. And the traveling, a lot of money into these records.
Yeah.
You know, and we weren't getting monies like that.
Yeah, just
we
to
get
pennies on the dollar.
Like the first 4 years we put our records on the Buddy Boy, we didn't even break even.
Mm-hmm.
But we figured that shit out.
Yeah, I figured it out. And that's what I'm talking about.
Now we more than breaking even. I could sell 10 to 20,000 records and do better than somebody selling a million.
Mm. Speak the truth.
I don't know how you do it.
That's important, the importance of having your autonomy and not compromising your industry. I mean, your integrity, you know what I mean, for industry, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that makes everybody different,
yeah.
you know what I mean, is
yeah.
to create your own lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to be patient with yourself and learn about it.
Yeah, that's
it's
what...
Deep, man, for real, it's definitely taught me patience.
Don't worry about that. Blog Talk will be cutting off in 90 seconds, but we still here, y'all. We still here. Matter of fact, if you want to go off of it, you can, so we won't have that interruption.